the sun burns down on the skin of many, while they aimlessly swat at swarming bugs. Churning water boils under the paddles of which they row. A sail billows in the wind above the 50 men on the keelboat. This boat weighed over 10 tons, and although the men had the assistance of the wind, they had to paddle this gigantic boat. These people were young and healthy. However, rowing the keelboat for hours on end was grueling. Their hands were stinging and calloused, and their muscles ached. Slacking off was not an option under their tight rule. Their leader was Meriwether Lewis, a strong, courageous man. Thomas Jefferson had chosen him to lead an expedition on their recently purchased territory. Thomas Jefferson had chosen him to lead an expedition on their recently purchased territory. The Louisiana Territory spanned over approximately 827,000 square miles and had rugged terrain. A shout echoes from the front of the ship, stating rapids were coming up. A wave of dread swept through the expeditioners. The deafening sound of water crashing became louder. One man clutches a letter and holds it to his chest, uttering an urgent prayer. He had volunteered for the journey, leaving behind a newlywed wife,